quirky news, unusual news stories from around the world.
Unusual places to sleep.
Have you ever had to sleep in a car, a park, or on someone's floor or sofa? Here are a few stories of people who have slept or lived in unusual places.
KFC. Tan Shen, a 26-year-old girl from China, lived in a Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant for a week. After her boyfriend left her, she didn't want to go home because it reminded her of him. So after having a meal at KFC, she decided to stay there. Staff at the restaurant, which is open 24 hours a day, didn't notice Tan at first because there were customers constantly coming and going. However, after 7 days, Tan decided she was sick of the taste of chicken. On top of that, the media had heard about her story and were keen to interview her. So, she left the restaurant and went back to her parents' house.
IKEA. Mark Malkoff lived in an IKEA shop in New Jersey for a week. Mark used the staff showers, ate in the shop restaurant, and slept on beds in the bedroom department. "I'd often wake up from naps and there would be people staring at me," he explained in an interview. Mark's stay at the store was part of a viral marketing campaign by IKEA, which seems to have been quite successful. Sales rose by 5.5% while Mark was there, and he gave over 10 interviews a day with media companies from all over the world.
The castle. Robert Fidler and his wife lived in a castle for 4 years, without anyone ever realising. The couple built the 4-bedroom luxury castle, complete with turrets and cannons, on their farmland in Surrey, England. However, they had to hide it behind a 6.5-metre haystack because they didn't have planning permission for it. Unfortunately for them, the local council eventually found out and ordered them to demolish it. Mr. Fidler, who keeps a herd of cattle at the farm, submitted a new planning application in February 2014, claiming he needed the building for agricultural purposes.
The office. Eric Simmons lived in the offices of AOL for 2 months. Eric was originally there to work on his business idea, Class Connect, a website offering teachers interesting lesson plans. Eric received some money to set up the site and the opportunity to work on it over the summer at AOL's Palo Alto campus in California. Things went well, but eventually the money ran out and Eric had to leave. However, instead of going, Eric decided to stay so he could finish the project. He worked until midnight every night, then went to sleep on one of the couches at the sprawling office. Around 7 a.m., he went down to the gym for a workout and shower, and then back upstairs for a free breakfast in the staff canteen before heading to his workstation. Although he was eventually discovered and forced to leave, he was later given investment of $50,000 to complete the site.